It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. A new book of poetry compares culture in America to a fractal, a geometric pattern for which scale is irrelevant. Reviewer Marjorie Maddox has more.
I first met Timothy Green online when I was reviewing a book for the poetry journal he edits. Green has an unusual resume for a poet. He'd previously worked in a research lab and as a group home counselor for mentally ill adults. Later, he'd moved from his hometown of Rochester, New York, to Los Angeles, California. All of these experiences contribute to his vision as an editor and a poet. Green describes the journal, Rattle, as a diverse publication of poetry and opinion from all walks of life. I've been a reader for several years. Today, I am treating myself to Green's first book, American Fractal. It is a warm spring afternoon, and I have just finished grading my last stack of final exams. As I read on my back patio, shards of sunlight surround me. The students' various perspectives and the day's light and angles seem particularly appropriate as backdrop given the title of Green's book, American Fractal. The collection shows us similar structures on all levels of American society. Yet, like a coastline or a snowflake, similar does not equal identical. Green's poems contain light and shadows, symmetry and asymmetry. The poems suggest commonality. They also convey individuality. Moving between the quirky and quintessential, the poet gives us art, physics, love, family, nature, sex, religion, none in a predictable form. There are poems about the healing sounds of a refrigerator, a man auctioning ad space on his forehead, and a sonnet on trans fatty acids. Often, the poems capture both the human need to contain things and our desire to escape. In Cooking Dinner, for example, Green imagines a soul could leak steam from its cellular prison. In On the Phone, My Mother, he writes, "The silence is full of this thin, whistling sound, something escaping, always something holding on." The title poem, American Fractal, ends with the same contrast. Each image one moment behind the last, catching up and catching up until the last and finally letting go, the last like a leap into no faith, letting go that smallest star, that grain of sand, that simplest and finest point of light. But there are hopeful poems, too. Poem from Dark Matter explains, "The soul, a ship in a bottle lost at sea, drops its anchor anyway." Indeed, as Timothy Green claims in Hiking Alone, perhaps all we ever want is a little darkness to climb out of. In American Fractal, he provides the dark, the light, and a rope of words for climbing from one insight to another.
That book is American Fractal by Timothy Green, published by Red Hen Press. Our reviewer, Marjorie Maddox, is a local poet herself. She directs the creative writing program at Lock Haven University of Pennsylvania. That's your bookmark for this week. On WPSU, I'm Cynthia Berger.